Let's speak now to Nessa Nair, portfolio manager at Sasfin Securities, and take a look at how the markets fared. A scorcher of a day outside, Nessa, but let's see how the markets performed today.
Yeah, good evening, Dudu. Not quite a scorcher on the markets today, but I'm obviously comparing it to yesterday, where it was truly a blazing start to the week. We started off today actually in the red and finished off in the green. So I suppose that's a positive sign to take into the trading week. Resources, I think, a little bit on the back foot today, but it was all about the industrials. You know, some of the rand hedges are performing reasonably well, even though the rand even strengthened. But also, you know, some laggards. Sasol had another tough trading day. Aspen had another tough trading day as well. So, you know, it hasn't been all blue sky out there. There's still some clouds. But, you know, we look forward to a very strong week, I think.
Sure. Pick and Pay feeling the sunshine, I guess, with some positive results that they announced today. We're speaking to the CEO in a moment, but how would you characterize their results?
Yeah, I thought a very good set of results. It was flagged. I suppose the big highlight was the South African grocery sales growth there, you know, 8.7%, close to 9% actually. On the back of people having to cook at home. You know, they did indicate that the grocery value chain was very strong. Of course, you know, the sales growth is very different to the profit growth because with the lockdown, you know, and the restrictions that they had to sell on the high margin items, you can imagine that their trading margin came in quite a lot. But I think the market taking a little bit of positivity from the fact that they've managed to keep that top line, that sales just turning over. It seems like they're getting in customers through the door. The stock's been fairly strong in the last month or so. You know, it was in the low 40s not so long ago, closing 52.66 today. So I anticipate that the investors are coming out of their shell right now and looking for opportunities, you know, in the local market. Perhaps Pick and Pay is one of those.
So that's how the local market is faring internationally. What are we seeing?
Internationally, I think, you know, the if you remember, last week or the week before, when Johnson & Johnson announced that it was ceasing trials on its COVID-19 vaccine, the market actually headed for the hills. And of course, the announcement this week that the Moderna and the Oxford Group looking to launch that vaccine of theirs by the end of the year, December, I think has added a positive spin. And sentiments improved substantially. So I think a lot of the market movements internationally are driven by the potential of a vaccine coming in. Of course, we know that Europe is going into winter right now, and incidents of COVID-19 are spiking. The UK is dealing with the COVID-19 crisis and the Brexit crisis. And of course, the US, we eagerly await the election results that are going to come out in the next 3 weeks. So, you know, there's lots happening internationally that can move markets one way or the other. But I think the highlight for us right now is really the COVID-19 vaccine. Are we going to get that sooner rather than later?
The question on everybody's minds. Let's close off with the commodities. Gold, seeing gold down, platinum up.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster for gold, hasn't it? You know, it looked so strong. It looked like it was going to tear through the 2500 level, and seems to have stalled, coming back a little bit. I suppose one of the reasons is, you know, the fear mongers out there not being able to sell the story that the COVID-19 infections are going to spike, you know, beyond next year, and that you know, financial markets are going to be sold off aggressively. And so the safe haven status of gold, I think, is called into a little bit of a question recently. But I'm of the view that maybe gold is just taking a little bit of a breather. It's had a phenomenal run. You know, it can't go up in a straight line. We might find that it consolidates around these levels before it goes up again. And only because You know, the interest rates are so low. So the opportunity cost of holding gold in an uncertain environment are actually quite low. And I think so long as interest rates stay low where they are right now, and it's anticipated that they very well might into the near future, I think, you know, it might be worthwhile looking at gold as a form of portfolio insurance or portfolio diversification. I think it's a good idea.
Strike while the gold is hot. Thank you very much for your time this evening. Our market watcher, Nesan Naya, portfolio manager at Sasfin Securities.